Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels. It's the week of the 4th, and a lot of people are getting ready to celebrate and go out of town for family vacations and vacations in general. So whoever's listening tonight, I so appreciate it. And whoever will download it later, we appreciate that too as well. So tonight, Tuesday night's all about making things happen, manifesting, you know, in every area of your life. I really try to keep the agenda like that. So let's talk about how to manifest, you know, two secrets or two methods that you can use to manifest love or in a relationship, if you choose, or manifest a great family relationship, because it'll work either way. And also to another method you can use too as well. You know, over the years, most of the time I get people that call about love and or career and business. You know, when are they going to get the promotion and that kind of thing. So, excuse me. I want to talk about that. They talk about love or money. That's basically it. And I've made a joke about this before. I go, you know, most of us, you know, we could care less about anything else except love or money, right? We think that's going to really make us happy. And I'll tell you, it does, right? I mean, have you ever had a great relationship where it just, it's amazing? You know, everything clicks and everything flows and you're like, wow, how can I have more of this? You know what I mean? And then things start creeping up, you know, because relationships, what happens is that they show you what you need to enjoy about yourself. Let's say this, you enjoy a guy, you know, who's active and you're active and it's nice to be able to take bike rides or go to the gym together or run together or walk together, whatever that is. But sometimes, and relationships are the hardest, you know, and they're also the best. They're the best teachers. Things will come up that you need to look at. Let me give you an example of that. I have a friend of mine. His girlfriend is not, she is not communicating with him. And he feels that she, you know, she doesn't respect him. She doesn't really want to be in the relationship because she doesn't, in his mind, she's not doing what it takes, you know. And in her mind, she feels like she's doing it, you know, she's doing it the best way that she knows how. Now, who's right? There's not really a right or wrong thing here. But you've got to look at some of the stuff where these people are coming from. You know, she's always been by herself, and he's had a mom that's adored him. So, therefore, she, you know, she's here to help him and you know, look at himself. And he, in a way that, how do I say this? She's here helping him to communicate what he needs better, okay, from her. And not be afraid to piss her off, okay, but she's not afraid to piss him off. And be real and authentic and true, not saying things are okay when they're really not. Have you ever done that before? You say, oh, yeah, I'm fine. You know, meanwhile, you're seething inside and you're so angry you can't stand it. So that's something right there that you know, that's in their relationship. So, you know, I've been working with them for a while and they're working through things. And she's learning to be more open and share with him because she has the same lesson. She doesn't like to share. She likes to say, well, let's not talk about it. And he's afraid of hurting her and making her angry and that she'll walk off and leave him, okay? No way to live. So what did you think that they could do to manifest great love in a great relationship? Let's talk about that. Remember, words for feelings, or words, feelings come before words, excuse me. I'm so sorry about that. But they do. Feelings come before words, right? So I'm going to try to explain this like with my own situation here. When I'm talking about a great guy, okay, and attracting a great love, I don't say I would like a man who is savvy and sexy and compassionate and all those things. I say it like this, because a man I don't relate to as well. I relate to the word a guy, and I would like to experience a great guy to have share great love with, and that's something that I, you know, I say, and that's and I'd like to share a great love with a great guy, okay? So maybe you say, I would like to share a great love with a great man, okay? Or maybe I would like to share a wonderful love. I say great because I like the word great. Wonderful and amazing love. I like those words too, but great works for me in this situation. And so you need to look at, like, if you're looking to create a great guy, mantras and positive affirmations work, but what may work for you may not work for me. What may work for you may not work for somebody else because feelings come before words, okay? And so let's say this, you're looking for a great love. Maybe great love doesn't work for you, okay? Because how many people, you know, have a bad feeling about love? Oh, it's going to hurt again. You ever done that before? You know, I don't want to get hurt again. Love always hurts. You know, a lot of times we think of that because we've been through so much ourselves, right? So I don't like the word love for me, okay? I'll say it to people because they need to hear that. You know, I tell my dad I love him, tell my daughter, tell my friends and family, and I mean that. But when I'm talking to a guy and I say I love and adore you, adore means a lot more to me. It has more feeling than love. So when you're creating an affirmation, okay, and why would you create a positive affirmation or a mantra today? Well, first of all, you know, we think that we're driving the car consciously. But it's our subconscious that really drives the car for us, the car being ourselves. So you would want to, you know, let's say you want a great love or a great relationship or, you know, a great adoration. I would say great love, okay? Or a great guy to share, or a great woman to share your life with, however you say it. Maybe, you know, you would figure out what works, right? So if Tony Robbins is writing a mantra saying this, you say this mantra, say this positive affirmation, and you're going to attract great love. You may not, okay, because you may not relate to any of the words and have feelings with them. Or some of the words you might have bad, you know, bad vibes about because your own experience or what you've learned as a child. So let's look at that. One of the things that I do is I would like to attract a great guy who is savvy, sexy, sensual, smart, sweet, sensible, you know, and those kind of things. That's what I've got, like, a list of words that I use with that. I would like to attract a guy, a great guy, or I'd like to be in love with a great guy, build a relationship with a great guy that is a wonderful, compassionate, amazing, sexy, there's the S again, you know, and those kind of things. So you need to think of words that mean a lot to you, sexy, compassionate, honest, integrity, those kind of things. Okay, maybe that's not important to you, but what I'm saying to you is, write all the character the character stuff that you like, and don't look at it from somebody else's perspective, okay, or you can get an idea. But if they're using the word, you'd like a guy who has integrity, maybe you'd like a guy who is honest, okay? So that might work better for you, okay? I like integrity myself, okay? I like a guy who has integrity in every area of his life. Donna gave us a talk on this a couple of weeks ago. And she was talking about how, you know, that it's important to write these things down that you're looking for, create the positive affirmation, but make sure you are these things, okay? So one way to manifest great love and great money is to create a mantra, okay? Let's look at it with your career. I'll do it a couple of different ways here. Let's say you're waiting for promotion. Dear, what I say is I am creating a lot of money and opportunity in my job, and I am expecting the promotion that is out there now. I'm expecting that or something better. That way you don't plug yourself into that one promotion. Maybe there's a better one that the angels want to bring to you. So I am creating a lot of money in my career, in my job. I am creating I am, because the I am is in whatever belief system you are, Buddha, Christian, whatever, Jewish, whatever. I am is that connection you have to God, okay? So I am, and when you say that, so powerful. I am creating a great career, a great business, a great job, and I am expecting to get that promotion and create a lot of money. Now, maybe promotion is, you know, I'm expecting to get, you want to detail it out, whatever that is, I'm expecting to get that promotion, that one, or something better, okay? Because then you don't pigeonhole you in one thing, all right? And that's a great mantra to do. But you may say, I am creating a great promotion that's going to bring me wealth, great wealth, or whatever, maybe, or make me more rich than I already am, okay? And, you know, riches is not only money, riches is, that's only the, that's a way of keeping score. Maybe rich, you know, is also having prosperity in every area of your life, with your family, with your children, within your heart, okay? And so I am rich. I am creating more riches in my life with my promotion, this one or something better, okay? I always like putting to something better, or maybe you like something more. But look at every word and see what kind of feeling you have with that word. That's important. So those are a couple of things that I have done. And then you got to look at, okay, have you always not had a job? Or are you always bummed out about your relationship? Are you always experiencing the same thing, the end of a relationship? It's just totally miserable. And you don't want it to be like that. You would like to have great joy. I am experiencing great joy, happiness, whatever, in my relationship. Okay? So that the affirmation, choose, remember, you look at the feelings that you have with the words. Okay, I don't relate to wealth. Not that it's bad or good. It just doesn't relate to me. Maybe it relates to you. Riches might relate to you. Lots of money might relate to you. You know, pounds of gold, I don't know. You know, whatever you think, okay? And then you create that affirmation with it, okay? So another thing that I want to really be clear on, and this is important, okay, so very, very important. You got to remember, if something is not working in your life, you know, I'm giving you the affirmation. Remember, the backseat driver is the subconscious. And usually a lot of these things that aren't working in our lives come from our childhood, you know. And our parents, God bless them, they have done the best they could for us, so we can blame them, okay, and praise them, okay, and we can do both. But maybe instead of looking at them right now, let's look at ourselves, okay? Let me give you an example about something. I had a client that came to me. She goes, what do you see? And I go, what are you talking about? She goes, I have a lump in my breast. It's a cancer, right? And I said, I think that you're going to be fine, all right? But let's make sure that you know that you're going to be fine, right? Because you can go to doctors, you can go to nurses, you can go to, you know, coaches, you can go to your family, you can go to prayer and all that. But, you know, wouldn't it be great if you could establish a connection with your higher power? As I said, we all come from different religions here or different belief systems here. So I'm going to call God, the great I am, all right? You know, and because that's what I like to use. So anyway, you say, God, let me put it back up on the next. The same thing that created the breast cancer or the lump in the breast or experiencing, you know, let's say I have a client that is experiencing acid reflux, right? Or I have another one that's the lump in the breast. And then another one that has, you know, a couple of different things. And so I said, okay. She goes, my family has a history of breast cancer. Do you think I'm getting it from my family? And I said, okay, are you getting any answers with these questions? And she goes, no, but I remember a couple of years ago I had this happen, and I wondered if it was because of my family, or maybe I wasn't a good person, or I created it because I was angry. She believed in the law of attraction. So sometimes it's about the questions you ask, right? If you're not getting the answer, okay, and you're still living in a lot of fear, then look at the question. Maybe you're not asking the right question, right? So this is something that I got with her. I said, that, you know, and I've shared this with other people. A lot of my clients that work with on a weekly basis, we do this. So I said, okay, here's what I want you to do. And I said, I'm on the phone with you. Let's do it together, okay? And she says, okay. So get in front of your computer. I can't. My handwriting's so bad. And I said, so I want you to type this question out. Dear God, why do I have the lump in my breast? So she wrote it out. Dear God, why do I have the lump in my breast? And I said, now, what I want you to do is I want you to come back to that and say, and then I want you to say, and I tell her, I'm going to call her Leslie for now. Dear Leslie, and this is from God. And I said, so let God talk to you through with your thoughts. So I said, come back to me in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and let's talk. Let's see what you get. And so anyway, I said, just remember, say a prayer, say God talk to me with writing. And she did. And so she said, here's what I got. And she said, and she wrote me the question. I said, read it off. She said, dear God, why do I have this lump in my breast? And then she goes, this is the answer I got. Dear Leslie, you chose to create that lump in your breast so you would learn to put yourself first and expect the best for yourself. This is not cancer. It is, and it will get smaller as time goes on and you learn to put yourself first. That makes me cry when I think about it, right? And she's crying, and I was crying. but she went, obviously, and got the checkup because you want to make a follow-up on that with medical, you know, because we've got great doctors out here now and great things here to check things out. And she, because she asked the right question, okay, or she asked a better question, then she got peace of mind and she was able to sleep that night and feel great. And then she said, can I do that anytime? I said, yeah, God's there for us, the angels, whatever you want to pray to, anytime. So I have another client that said, Sari, I'm getting this image of this guy coming into my life. I go, great. She says, I can't believe it. Why is that happening? I've waited for so long. Don't you love when you get a guy or a woman that you've waited so long for? I'm like, hey, that's cool. So she said, and so she asked, I said, let's do it. So this is another woman, and I said, write the question. Dear God, why is he coming in my life now? And I said, okay, let's go meditate, think about it, visualize for about 10 minutes, come back and see what you get. So she came back, and she said, here's what I got. I said, read the question. And dear God, why is this guy coming into my life now? And I've wanted him for so long. And then her, I'm going to call her Leslie again, but it wasn't Leslie, somebody else, okay? So if there's any Leslies out there listening, and I have a few of them in angel coaches, please forgive me. I just the name I'm using because everybody has a right to their privacy. So God says, she says, God told me this, dear Leslie, and she's writing this, dear Leslie. And then she says, it just came. She goes, dear Leslie, you are attracting the guy because you learn to believe in yourself and you let go of what needed to happen with him and you allowed us to work with you and he to bring you two together now. But with the she goes, do I need to do anything? Do I need to call him? Do I need to contact him? Do I need to make it happen? Do not do anything. Allow him to be the man and come to you. And I'm reading it now. Okay. Allow him to be the man and come to you. And when you doubt, you affect the outcome, which you told me, right? So she asked the right questions, right? So sometimes it's not, when is he going to call me again, right? When's he going to call? Why can't I have him? When's he coming, right? Maybe you can say, what do I need to do? Dear God, okay, whether you email, write it down in a letter. I think the process of doing this is amazing because I do it all the time myself. Dear God, how can I attract more people in my business, right? That was one question I asked pretty recently. And God says, dear Tari, you are looking at one spoke in a very large wheel. The one spoke means attracting clients, okay? And there's so many more avenues to make money with angel coaches and to help others make money. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. And then my next question, dear God, what are the avenues? Well, then he laid it out for me, or she laid it out, whatever, the energy of God. But I asked the right question. So sometimes it's not about when he's going to call or when she's going to call. Are we getting back together? Maybe a question would be, dear God, why are we having this situation? And what do I need to look at myself? Because when you start doing that and you get those answers, then it allows you to clean your life up, all right, and live with precision, okay? And then it's such great abundance. Because you're healing that stuff that you need to look at. And I'm saying it because I do it with myself constantly. And what it does is it changes the way, how to say this, the way that you, the way that whatever state of mind you had that created the problem is not the same state of mind that's going to be, that you have that will clean the problem up or change the problem or dismiss the problem, whatever you want to say, however you want to say it. So, when you ask the right questions, okay, if you say a prayer, I think it's better to write it because then you can look back when you're writing stuff and then you have a documentation of it, right? But when you're doing this and you're doing the mantras or the affirmations, right, then you're changing the subconscious that's driving your car, okay, to to be able to receive great abundance, great prosperity, manifest that, make that happen, whatever that is, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your career, and you can ask that. Now, let me share this with you. Maybe a question: if you are always being looked over for a job or a promotion, that ever happened to any of you guys that are listening to it now or who will download it later? I know that sucks too, right? Because you know your heart gets so heavy, and you're flying high, and then all of a sudden you're like, "Oh my God, I didn't get it again," right? And it sucks. And so maybe you could say this: "Dear God, why am I not getting the promotion that I feel I deserve?" And then as God's answering you, and you'll get, and that connection is always with God, is always there. It really is. And so all you're doing is allowing that connection to show itself to you. And you can say, let's say your name is Julie, dear Julie, and then just wait for the answer, and you'll get it, okay? I'll give you this, though, right? Because I've been doing this quite some time with some people. Some people don't want to do it, and that's okay, too. You know, we always find a way to help them. The one thing that she was being overlooked for promotion again and terribly upset. I mean, come on, if you're being overlooked for promotion and people are being promoted around you, you know, you're like, oh, my gosh, what do they have that I don't have, right? That's one thing I would say. It's a normal response. So she writes it out, and she said, dear God, why can I have a promotion and make a lot more money and get the opportunity that I deserve? And then God said, dear Beth, because you really don't feel like you deserve it. And how many books have you studied on entrepreneurship? How many classes have you taken? And she's some kind of thing where education was super important, and keeping up on that must have been IT, I don't remember now. It's like you guys are always getting more schooling. And there was a part two that said, God said to her, and look at your friends. Who are you hanging around with? Are you hanging around people that are getting promotion? Are people that are being bypassed by promotion? And she said, when I got that information, I couldn't blame anybody. I had to look at myself. And she said, it was amazing. And she goes, and now she's getting, she got the promotion. She's actually starting her own business and quite successful at it. But that was a great, great thing that God did, you know, answer her with. And you'll always get an answer. And it may not be what you think it is, right? You know, you're not the victim here. Although I'd like to be a victim. Wouldn't it be great? I'd blame everybody. No, excusing. So just keep that in mind. Let me recap that. So what you're doing is you're doing the affirmations, because you're changing your subconscious. You can be able to receive prosperity and manifest great love in your relationship or shifts, depending on what love that is, family, personal, romance. And you are also, you're doing that in your business and your career. Okay, and remember, look at the words. Don't just copy somebody's affirmation. Their affirmation works for them because they looked at their feelings about a certain word and had great emotion with it. You know what I mean? And that's what you want to make sure that you do, that you have positive feelings about the words that you're using. Okay, if you don't have a feeling, it's just like repeating something like a parrot. And you want to have feeling when you're doing these affirmations. So that's key. Also, look at the questions you're asking. Why is he calling? Why am I being ignored in this promotion? When am I going to get the promotion, right? So you either ask the client or a psychic that, or your coach that, or your boss that, or your mom, your dad, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, right? So maybe you need to look at the question. If you're not getting the right answer, or you're not getting an answer at all, you need to ask the right question. And so really ask the questions. And I've given you a few examples today. So I hope that helps. Anyway. Before we close the call tonight, it's the 4th of July and this week, so I'm not sure we're going to do a show on Thursday night. I will put that out on email. If you have any thoughts about it, please send me an email at Cherie@angelcoaches.org. And then also, we're doing some great shows now, you guys want to be a part of those, and you have ideas about shows, please let me know what kind of shows you'd like to hear. And you can do that by sending me an email, Cherie@angelcoaches.org, or go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and like our page, please. And facebook.com/angelcoaches, like our page, because liking our page helps everybody. You, because you're sending some good energy out. And then the other thing is that we've got some great new coaches coming on. And I keep saying that we've been in Mercury retrograde, and some of you guys may know what that is, and some of you don't, and that's okay too. You know, if you have an idea you want to know, you want to hear or hear about, then please send it to us. And we've got new coaches coming on, and we've got Transformation Thursday. Next Thursday, we've got a girl that is playing volleyball. She is amazing. She's a young volleyball player looking for sponsors. Got a great story about how she's made it through thick and thin. Life has not always been easy, you know, but she has passion about who she is and what she does and the athlete that she is. So if you've got any young children, young kids, she coaches young kids too as well, and she inspires, she's very inspirational, then what you need to do is get them on this show. And we're super excited about having her. And then I've got another person that's going to be logging or coming on too, a whole bunch of people. She writes books. She teaches. She teaches about manifesting, how to live a great, she calls it a charmed life. You know, and she does it herself, and she's just a sweetheart. I met her a few years ago. I can't wait to have her on because she's going to share some things that will really help propel your life forward. Remember, you guys, if you are struggling with something or you want to change something in your life, look at where your thoughts are with the people that you hang around, okay? And you are known by the five people that are closest to you, besides your family, right? And so that's something I want you guys to think about and remember. You know, my closest friends now are people that are really successful because I feel like I'm really successful and just on a journey of being successful and living life, the life I love and loving the life I live. Okay? The mind-body-spirit thing, remember that. So I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. And hope it helps you. You can do things you can do now. You need help creating a mantra. If you want to use Angel Focus for coaching, then get in touch with me. I mean, you got some great coaches here that make a lot of difference with people. I promise you that. And you know, you've seen some of their stories. You've heard them on here, Modest and Hottest. Look at what happened with her. She was spending the two with her control of the relationship, and she wondered why it wasn't working. And when she figured why it wasn't working, then she stopped having the relationship. And she said, this relationship is not for me. And allowed her to have closure. There's another girl. She's wanting the relationship and created it and made it happen. And now they're moving in together, okay, and with an up-and-down, really fruitful relationship at times. So that's cool. She's now got hold of that. And she's also got the job of her dreams and the guy of her dreams, and she's moving in now. And they have to do it after they both get off work, you know, moving a little bit at a time. So that's been some time happening. But, hey, anything that is divine, it's better when it's divine and perfect timing because there's no waiting. There's just divine perfect timing. If you guys like that, I got that in meditation. Okay, everybody, our next show is Thursday night. I think I'm going to do it, but everybody know. So I'll send an email out and put it on Blog Talk. You guys take care and have a great now. Bye, everybody. And happy sports, I don't think this can be our talk to you before. Bye.